Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Monday, April 26th. The Yankees coming off a series in Cleveland where they had a chance to sweep on Sunday. They fell short, end up winning 3 out of 4. They had a 3-game winning streak, and they're inching closer to 500. They're now 9-12 after losing that finale in Cleveland on Sunday. They have a 4-game series to continue their road trip in Baltimore, a place which has been very friendly to them over the last couple of years. Since 2019, the Yankees are 26-6 against the Orioles. They won 2 out of 3 against Baltimore earlier in this season. Obviously, they've scuffled, and most of it, although we focus a lot on pitching, most of the struggles really have been about the offense, and that showed little sign of life, a few signs of life in the series in Cleveland. The Thursday night game, they got 11 hits and 9 walks, 20 base runners. They only hit one home run, so they only put 6 runs on the board. They didn't get nearly as many opportunities in the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games, but they hit the ball out of the ballpark more and were able to put some runs on the board. 5 runs on Friday in the victory. 2 was all they needed Saturday, thanks to Gerrit Cole. More on him in a moment. And they scored 3 on Sunday, had a couple of chances early, let them get away. But 11 base runners. They drew at least 4 walks in every one of the 4 games in Cleveland. That's going to be important right there, because that's telling you a little bit more about their approach, about not swinging out of the zone. That's been a big part of the problem when you see what the Yankees have done offensively over the course of the first 3 weeks of the season and all of their struggles. All told, in the 4 games, the numbers didn't blow you away. It wasn't this big breakout series where they just destroyed Cleveland. But in 4 games, they got 28 base hits and 22 walks. That's 50 base runners of over hits or walks in 4 games. They hit 9 home runs, including 4 in the Friday night victory, and they scored 16 runs in all, which is only 4 runs a game. So they clearly need to be a little bit better. But remember, they were facing the Cy Young Award winner in one of those games, and they scored 2 runs off of him. You know, this is still kind of a work in progress for the offense. I don't think it's as easy as flipping a switch, and they've kind of proven that over the course of the last week or so. There's a lot of hitters still looking to get moving. Aaron Judge is drawing a lot of walks, but we're still not seeing a big portion where he just rakes. Giancarlo Stanton hit some big home runs. He's made some loud outs, but you're looking for a pretty good hot streak from him, one where the batting average goes shooting up too. And DJ LeMahieu was the biggest mystery of all. It's one ground ball after another for him. His ground ball rate has skyrocketed. His pop-up rate has skyrocketed. His line drive rate well below what we're used to seeing, and that's a big reason why he's scuffled in this early going. A lot of talk about different players pressing. Probably the case. You know, the Yankees are 3 games under 500, 3.5 weeks into the season. We're past the point of just being early, because early, and I mean early in a sense of, you know, the slow start for players offensively, there's still a lot of time to make up ground and make up games. If you think about where we are in the calendar, you know, we haven't even hit May 1st yet. Still a ton of games to play. But when you think about talking about hitters' slow starts and worrying about it, we kind of brush that aside in the early going after the first week or so. We say, all right, you know, 3 games, 6 games, 10 games. It's really not that much, especially the start and stop nature of the early part of the season because of off days and rainouts and the cold weather is an issue. But now you get into the grind a little bit. Yankees are in a stretch right now where they're playing 13 games in a row. You're getting into that everyday routine a little bit, and you expect to see things offensively pick up. Now, it's happening around the league too. A bunch of shutouts on Sunday, no hitters. We're seeing pitching really dominating a lot of places early on. But the Yankees' offense is made up of, you know, really a lot of different high-quality hitters who were supposed to be carrying this team throughout portions of the season, especially early on, because as I've said here before, the Yankees' offense is designed to cover their other deficiencies and buy them time to fix them. You have until July's trading deadline to make acquisitions and make yourself better. And that's really, it's been the pitching strategy for probably not just the Yankees, but for many teams throughout the course of the year. Okay, here's what you're starting with, and now you've got time until July to figure out what you have and make your move. And in the meantime, you've got to use the other parts of your team, the other parts of your game, to kind of cover for that. And that's what the Yankees offense is all about. It's there to cover up for the deficiencies in the rotation until they can fix the rotation. And same goes for the team defense, because we know that's not very good either. So the offense has really struggled, and we're past the point of 5 games, 6 games, 8 games. You're 21 games in. You know, you really need to start. You know, now you're getting to the point where hitters are getting 60, 70 at bats, and it's not just a very, it's still a small sample size, relatively speaking, as far as, especially as far as statistical guys go, but it's not a really small sample of 20 or 25 at bats. So you're moving to the point where you need to see these guys start hitting again. DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez, Clint Frazier. These guys all have to really pick it up. And I don't know, you know, here's the good and bad part about, you know, the Orioles. If they do hit against the Orioles the next 4 days, great, because it's going to mean you get going. But it's not going to prove anything to anybody in anybody's mind because of what they've done to the Orioles over the years. Matt Harvey gets to start on Monday for Baltimore, and that's going to be a pretty interesting story to watch and kind of see where he is right now. Different pitcher. Davey Garcia makes his season debut for the Yankees on Monday. He's been pitching at the alternate site, and although the box score numbers look pretty good, from someone who watched him pitch the last two times he started at the alternate site, he hadn't been throwing the ball very well. So I'm interested to see how he's pitching once the energy level gets ramped up. There's a crowd in the stands again. And remember, he hasn't pitched in front of a crowd yet. He made his major league debut last year in the no crowd environment, and he's been pitching at the alternate site. This is going to be the first major league game he pitches with any fans in the stands at all. So maybe that'll have a little bit of a boost, because his stuff really wasn't playing up very well his last couple of times at the alternate site, and he kind of ran into some mechanical issues in spring training, which caused the Yankees to want to send him down to begin with and have him start down there. So still some excitement, though, because you know the type of potential that Garcia has and the way we've talked about him for the last couple of years. Interested to see what he's going to do. Corey Kluber is going to start the Tuesday game, and he really needs to have kind of a more dramatic turnaround, because it's really all about control. You know, if he wants to build up to the 5, 6, 7, 8 innings, that's fine, but he needs to give you 4 to 5 really good innings at this point. His control is really how he made his name. When he was winning Cy Young Awards, when he was considered one of the handful of the best pitchers in the league, he didn't walk batters. He struck batters out, and he didn't walk anybody. He was striking out 6 to 7 hitters per walk. Well, so far this year, he has 11 walks, only 14 strikeouts in 15 innings pitched. And this was one of my little things I looked up from the last game against the Braves last week. He walked the 8 hitter and the 9 hitter back-to-back in one inning. In 2018, when he threw, I think it was 215 innings, he walked the 8 hitter once all year. He walked the 9 hitter once all year. He walked the 8 and 9 hitters back-to-back last week. He's walking way too many guys. And even when it looked like he was in control in the earlier innings, he was still in some 3-ball counts and missing pitches and really not showing signs. I would rather him... I've been telling you it's durability over dominance, right? But the walks are really troubling here. So I would rather him kind of pitch 5 decent innings and build himself back up than get knocked around with these walks that are killing him early on. So let's see how he does here. He really just needs, that's what's going to tell you. Walks to strikeouts is one of the great indicators for hitters and pitchers of how a guy is doing. And right now, it's horrible for Kluber. 11 walks, 14 strikeouts. He starts to swing that in the other direction, especially with the walks. I don't know about the strikeouts, because he's ticked down in velocity from years past, but he wasn't always about velocity. More movement, too, and precision, location. So we'll see how he gets going here, but he's got to make some big strides here, because Jameson Taillon pitched on Sunday, and he got knocked around a little bit, second turn through the order. He's having trouble with 2 strikes, putting guys away. That's something that, again, has to start turning quickly. We're now moving into the part where you're past the first couple of starts. You'd like to see these guys showing improvement, trending in the right direction. And that's where, you're going to really want the hitters and the starting pitchers to make their moves. The bullpen has been fantastic. You've got a lot of guys stepping up right now, but you know, as is always the case, when you're throwing out a good bullpen out there, you don't want to burn them out too much. And early on, they're taking great care of these guys. We'll see how it goes, but the best way to do it is to get good starting pitching. Garrett Cole's been phenomenal. You can't argue about anything he's given you. And it's really now just time for the rest of these guys to fall in line and see what happens. It's early, yes, 21 games in the grand scheme, not a lot, but it is still a pretty significant sample. And because it's been a while since we've seen the Yankees play really well consistently, you're waiting for them to roll off a good stretch here. And don't turn anything into a losing streak. They want three in a row. Don't let Sunday's loss turn into a losing streak. And we'll see where the Yankees sit maybe by the end of this week if things are rolling again in the right direction as they face the Orioles for four before coming back home. Want to remind you to go to your podcast platforms on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts. Go to WFAN's Baseball Insiders. Hit subscribe. You'll get Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports delivered to you. We're coming at you twice a week here. And don't forget to listen to us on WFAN. Follow us online at WFAN.com and on my Twitter at Yankees WFAN. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.